Late last year, Congress ordered the federal government to hold oil lease sales in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Defying opponents who say the land is too ecologically important to drill, the Trump administration has prioritized carrying out the new law. Now, without offering many details, a top Trump administration official is accusing Fish and Wildlife Service employees of making that job more difficult. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
As we were wrapping up an interview on a separate issue last month, Joe Balash stopped me from shutting off my recorder.
So, on a different topic, since I have you here.
Balash's official title is Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management. He's one of the top political appointees at the Interior Department right now, and he's overseeing the process to kickstart oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And Balash went on to describe what he called a difficult management challenge with Fish and Wildlife Service employees. He said during a recent meeting with the agency in Alaska, he felt employees weren't eager to carry out the new law.
You could just tell from all of the nonverbal communication going on in the room that they were not happy to see us. They were not happy to talk about this. They still weren't necessarily prepared to accept this new reality.
Balash is the head of some divisions within the Interior Department, including the Bureau of Land Management, but the Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't report to him. He accused Fish and Wildlife employees of creating challenges for Interior as it works to pursue oil development in ANWR. Balash gave just one specific example. This spring, the Washington Post obtained documents submitted to the Fish and Wildlife Service outlining plans to begin the search for oil in the refuge. Balash thinks those documents were leaked by Fish and Wildlife employees, although it's not clear where they came from. A Washington Post reporter who worked on the story declined to say. Still, Balash said he's asking management at the Fish and Wildlife Service to address what he views as a problem in the agency.
Taking steps every so often to help remind people that there's a real need to be professional and not allow those very human feelings to get in the way of doing the job that the American Congress has charged us with.
Balash did not explicitly threaten jobs over this issue. He said Interior needs the knowledge of longtime Fish and Wildlife Service employees to carry out the oil leasing program. A spokesperson with the Alaska Fish and Wildlife Service office declined to comment on Balash's remarks. But Rosa Meehan, a former longtime Fish and Wildlife Service manager in Alaska, says she's confident workers at the agency are acting appropriately.
I absolutely believe in the integrity and professionalism of the Fish and Wildlife Service and all my colleagues in the service.
Meehan says she's concerned about Balash's words about employees not being on board with oil lease sales in the refuge. She says the federal environmental review process is meant to be an objective, scientific discussion of all potential impacts. That includes impacts that could be viewed as negative, and it's the Fish and Wildlife Service's job to point them out, no matter what.
It makes it sound as if you don't really want to hear that anything that could be interpreted as opposing or saying this is really a bad idea or pointing out significant impacts or potential impacts. And that's what's really uncomfortable about this.
The Interior Department aims to put out a draft environmental review on oil leasing in ANWR in the coming months. Like all environmental reviews, this will present the option to do nothing. But it's not a real option. No matter what the analysis says, Congress ordered Interior to hold the first oil lease sale in the refuge by the end of 2021. And the Trump administration wants to get it done even sooner than that. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.